Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 3rd of June, the 155th day of 2024, with 211 days ahead of us on our way to 2025. Here's a poem titled June 3rd by Hannah Shire. The salves are almost free, captors nearly beat, a time that comes every year, a day kids dream about, a day teachers dream about, a day parents dread about, the last day of school. This past week, some of us were successful in honoring No Mow May, no mowing of the grass for the entire month of May, all the way to Friday, the last day of the month. I was almost successful. For us, it became No Mow May minus two. In other words, Wednesday, the mower blade was spinning, cautiously watching for that big half-dollar-sized bumblebee I'd seen a few days before buzzing around a dandelion. At our place along the Stillwater, besides the monster bumblebee, other miscellaneous varieties of wild Maine bees seemed happy that various wildflowers had begun to offer opportunities amid the heightening grass. Our other garden, the one with the lupin that have foot-tall spires of purple and blue and pink, the bees and occasional hummingbirds are browsing. Meanwhile, this past Saturday, the Maine Canoe and Kayak Racing Organization's 2024 Whitewater Downriver Point Series concluded with an awards ceremony at the end of the third annual Millinocket Extreme Race in Millinocket's Kermit Crandall Park. Now we're on to the 2024 flatwater season. Heavenward, we have a busy week. This morning in the eastern sky before dawn, our waning crescent moon had traveled in an arc, scribing the planets Jupiter and Mercury below and the planets Mars and Saturn above. Tomorrow will afford us a similar view, and for those stargazers who wish to bring a telescope into their skyward gaze, Uranus will also be visible near Jupiter and Mercury, and Neptune will be visible near Mars and Saturn. On Tuesday, the planet Venus will lie directly behind our sun. That arrangement, when the sun is blocking our view of a planet, is known as a superior conjunction. Thursday around breakfast, we'll have June's new moon, and Friday before dawn, not only the Oriadids meteor shower will be happening, but also our now waxing crescent moon will be keeping company with Pollux and Castor, the twin stars of the constellation Gemini. Today in 1539, Spanish conquistador Hernando de Soto landed in Florida and claimed it for Spain. Today in 1540, De Soto became the first European to cross the Appalachian Mountains. Today in 1781, Jack Jewett rode to warn Thomas Jefferson of a British attack. Today in 1871, Jesse James and his gang robbed the Abacook Bank in Corydon, Iowa, of $15,000. Today in 1888, the poem Casey at the Bat was first published by the San Francisco Examiner. Today in 1889, the coast-to-coast Canadian Pacific Railway was completed. Today in 1921, a sudden cloudburst killed 120 people near Pikes Peak, Colorado. Today in 1940, the last British and French troops were evacuated from Dunkirk. Today in 1946, the first bikini bathing suit was displayed in Paris. Today in 1949, Wesley Anthony Brown became the first African-American to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy. And today in 1989, the Tiananmen Square Massacre in Beijing began. Today in 1925 in the Bronx, New York, Bernard Schwartz was born, though by the time he was hired at Universal Studios, he had changed his name to Tony Curtis, saying ruefully that he was so eager to be in films that he signed the semi-slavery contract without reading it. That's how I got started in the movies, agreeing to anything. And that's what it takes. All in all, he believed it to be worthwhile, observing, "Everywhere I go, people put a smile on their face and are glad to see me. It couldn't be nicer." Tony Curtis's good looks were a primary asset, albeit balancing a few theatrical deficiencies, such as his height, somewhat short for a leading man, and his harsh Bronx accent. Studio executives, for example, were stunned when Tony, cast as a sheik upon an Arabian charger, carries the leading lady to the top of a sand dune and grandly declaims, "Yonder lies the castle of my father." Today is also the birthday in 1726 of the father of modern geology, Scottish geologist James Hutton. In 1808, of the president of the Confederate States of America, Jefferson Davis. In 1891, of American tennis player Mary Brown. In 1897, of American blues guitarist and singer-songwriter Memphis Minnie. In 1906, of American French song and dance review artist Josephine Baker. In 1910, of American actress Paulette Goddard. In 1911, of American actress Ellen Corby. In 1915, of American actress Iris Meredith. In 1917, of American comic actor Leo Gorcey. In 1918, of American jazz and blues double bassist Carl Pruitt. In 1924, of American blues musician Jimmy Rogers. In 1926, of American beat poet Allen Ginsberg. In 1929, of Gong Show producer and host Chuck Barris. In 1936, of American novelist Larry McMurtry. In 1939, of British rock singer Ian Hunter. And in 1942, of American soul singer-songwriter Curtis Mayfield. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Here's to the 12th and to the 23rd week of 2024.